You.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Where are you?
I'm a long way from you. I'm in Berlin.
And loving it, I believe.
Very much so. The most thrilling thing for me has been to walk up and down this wonderful boulevard called the Unter den Linden. And Linden in German means lime tree. And the reason it's thrilling for me is because I have a son called Linden, and it's spelled L-I-N-D-E-N. You can see a lot of construction being done in this street at the moment. There are cranes everywhere in Berlin because they seem to be rebuilding the whole city. There's a new palace, at least a palace being reconstructed, the Hohenzollern Palace, to the tune of 600 million euros. And formerly they reconstructed the Potsdamer Platz. You can see the big Sony building there with its glass roof. And the most sensational building, though, is the Reichstag, the parliament, with its glass and mirror top. It's absolutely sensational. You can walk all the way up to the top. There were hundreds of tourists there the day we visited, and you actually have to queue to get in. And you can look down into the parliament, onto the blue seats, and maybe even see Angela Merkel sitting in there, you know, giving one of her speeches.
What's so amazing is that we keep hearing bad news about, you know, Greece and Spain and
It's the Germans who are sort of bailing them out, and you can see in Berlin that they're sparing no expense to rebuild their city. They're the ones who are supporting countries like Germany and Greece and Portugal,
Italy.
But look, in the Unter den Linden Boulevard, that's actually where I tasted this gastronomic icon, or they call it a gastronomic icon. It's called currywurst. Now, I think this is something you'd rather like. It's chopped up frankfurters, sprinkled with curry powder and doused in tomato sauce. And they serve it on flimsy paper plates and douse it in tomato sauce. Well, I took one bite and I had to hurl it into the bin. But I think a lot of men men enjoy it. And I certainly saw a lot of people standing around tables, you know, eating this currywurst. It's hard to get a handle on Berlin in just a few days. We've only been here a few days, but I would say that my best experience has been a visit to a department store. It's on the Kuh Dam, which is the Champs-Élysées of Berlin. It's called Car de Vie, and we went up to the 7th floor. It's where the Wintergarten restaurant is, and there are fabulous views from there. I mean, once again, it's a glass top, and you can look out and see the city. Fantastic buffet up there, but on the 6th floor is the most sensational deli I think I've ever been to, or should I say gourmet mecca. They have over 34,000 gourmet items, 2,000 types of cold meats, 1,800 cheeses. It leaves Harrods Food Hall for dead. I've never seen anything like it. You can also eat very well there. They have a Paul Bocuse, the French chef eatery. You can have dishes like bouillabaisse or sit there and sip champagne and eat caviar. Cakes from Le Notre in Paris. So if you're a foodie, and even if you're not a foodie, I would definitely suggest a visit to the 7th and the 6th floor of Car de Vie in the Kuh Dam in Berlin.
Can you spell that as... spell that as...
K-A...
Yes.
K-A-D-E-W-E.
Yes,
It is the biggest department store in continental Europe.
Wonderful.
Sensational.
Now, do you have a recipe for us?
Yes, I have a recipe for a wonderful German apple cake.
Oh.
In keeping with... We saw some wonderful apple cakes in that department store, by the way, up on the 6th floor. So this is for German apple cake made with pastry. You make it with butter, sugar, some lemon zest, egg yolk. That's the base. Cream cheese filling with cream cheese, eggs, sugar and vanilla. And then the topping is apples, Granny Smith apples, cinnamon and raisins, which you've soaked in dark rum. And baked in the oven is absolutely delicious.
Sounds wonderful. It's on your website, which is?
Yes, on my website, sheridanrogers.com.au.
Where to next week?
To Prague.
Look forward to that. Talk to you then.
Thank you. Bye.
Speak to the sky whenever things go wrong, and you'll know you're not talking to the air. To the air, and the world will look better from up there. Speak to the sky, 'cause things can get you down, and you'll know when you're talking. talking to the